You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. And today's show is a pre-taped version for you. We are taking care of summer schedules, and we appreciate you listening and being here with us. It is actually a live show. We're live here doing it, and we're just not going to be able to take your phone calls today, but we will be back live next week. So write those questions down, and you can text us and call us next week. We do appreciate you being here. And we also have a great show for you today, and we will great information to provide for you. Heat of the summertime, and it will be good. So we are going to hear from John Denver now, the dirty word of the day.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is pinch. Describing a type of pruning that encourages plants to branch out along the stem to become fuller and more bushier. When you pinch out a plant, you remove the top of the main stem and you force the plant to grow two new stems from the leaf nodes below the pinch. Often this is done using your fingernails to pinch off the newest growth, but you can use scissors, pruning shears, or a knife as well. Plants naturally put their energy into growing tall stems to outcompete their neighbors. That's just the way they grow. If left to their own devices, this results in leggy plants with fewer flowers. Pinching out the stem tips of your young plants will prevent this happening and encourage the buds lower down on the stems to produce side shoots. This creates a stronger and bushier plant with even growth and lots of flowers throughout. It also keeps your plant neat and compact and focuses the growth on new stems rather than height. Some of the most popular bedding plants which benefit from being pinched out are petunias and dahlias, geraniums, snapdragons and marigolds and sweet peas, pentas and ageratums, amaranths, anemones, basil, calendula, carnations, celosia, and also cosmos and gomphrena, phlox, snapdragons, I said that, straw flowers and sunflowers, the branching varieties, and zinnias. And then there's also the herbs, and then also, too, poinsettias and tomatoes. So pinching is a really cool practice. You just reach down and you just snip with your fingers and your fingernails and take off those flower tips or the leaves and encourage it to stay nice and bushy. So that's the dirty word of the day. And, you know, what you can be growing this time of the year, the herbs that you can still be growing in the heat of the summertime are anise and basil, bay laurel, chives, and dill. Dill is a great butterfly attractor. Gingers and lemon balm, Mexican tarragon, and mint. Right, Lizzie?
Mint.
Oregano, rosemary, sage, sweet marjoram, and thyme. And so, you know, these are great herbs, and I want to encourage you to go use them. Even if you cannot put them in a recipe right away, cut them off. You can dry them in the oven at 175, the lowest temperature on your oven, on a cookie tray. And just bake them and dry them out and then put them in a container, a glass jar or a plastic jar. And then also, too, you can cut them and put them in ice cubes. If you have mint or rosemary, if you like to use it in iced tea, you can do it with that, especially mint juleps. You can go ahead, cut the mint back, put it into the ice cubes and just freeze them and then put them in a baggie, and then you have them for whenever you want the mint juleps.
Well, you know what I did with my oregano and my sweet basil is I make softball size meatballs.
Yes.
So what I did is I took I chopped the fresh herbs, and then I melted a little bit of butter, because it's usually what I put in mine, and I put them in a baggie together, and then froze them. And then whenever I went to go make meatballs last time, I just pulled my baggie out and dropped it in the pot and went from there.
There you go. See, it's very easy. So you don't have to use them, but it's important to cut your herbs often, because they will get woody. And when they get woody, they don't taste as good when they start to age like that. So go ahead and cut them, and you can do that with them. So I appreciate. Yeah, that's a really great advice. I love you that you put it in oil or butter.
Yeah, I did, but I'm from the South. That there were things
butter.
In butter.
I love butter. Yeah, no,
I hear people
butter.
Use this thing called olive oil. I'm like, what's that?
we can do that. So that's great. So you can call and text us next week and let us know what kind of herbs and how you use them and how you store them. I would love to hear it. Or you can go on our Facebook page and show me pictures and send in photographs of your herbs and how you store them. I'd really love to see that. And so we're going to be back. We have a great show for you today. We have Leah Brooks coming up and Jennifer Hitchcock coming up. And Jennifer Hitchcock is a certified tree arborist and a tree risk assessment. And, of course, our lovable Leah Brooks. She is a wonderful, wonderful counselor and mentor with Tower Gardens. So she's coming up, too. We got a great show that you're going to be here from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, call 1-800-662-HELP for free and confidential information and treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nygaard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Hey, neighbor, check out my yard.
It looks like an oasis. Wow, how'd you do it?
I went to QualityGreenSpecialist.com. They have the best selection of shrubs and natives, cool shade trees like oaks, colorful flowering bottle brush and creep myrtles, with the largest collection of fruit trees in Central Florida.
Quality Green Specialists?
Yep, and they're open 9 to 4 every day.
Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Nothing's better than taking to Florida's waterways with family and friends. But some boat operators don't realize that bow riding is extremely dangerous. It can lead to tragic accidents if someone falls overboard because of speed or direction changes. Be sure your passengers sit only in manufacturer-designated areas while underway. Their safety is your responsibility. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Florida pedestrians, be aware. Watch out for traffic. Always walk on the sidewalk if there is one. If no sidewalks are present, walk against the direction of traffic. Cross the roadway where pedestrians are expected. Wear bright colors, carry a flashlight, and follow pedestrian signs and signals. And remember, look out before you step out. Learn more at flhsmv.gov/child safety. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
And gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I know that summertime is a great time to be outside, but not necessarily to garden. But if you are gardening with a tower garden, you can start off your fall garden and your vegetables stay all nice and cool. And with us right now is our gardening expert with Tower Gardens, Leah Brooks. Good morning, Leah. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm great. It's hot.
It is hot. And I will tell you, it's always fun to talk with you. You're always so positive. And I just know it's because you have such good food to eat at your house. Lizzie and I are going to come to dinner.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming to dinner one day. You just don't even know. I'm going to be out there knocking on your door one day randomly.
It keeps us young. Yes, absolutely. I love growing all this.
I know. I'm telling you, you're so inspirational. So, you know, it's the dog days of summer. What are you doing in your garden with these hot temperatures?
Well, you know, it's extra hot this year. So I did get some of my towers the summer off this year, but not all of them. I'm growing 3 tower gardens. I took up the extensions, and I'm giving the others a good scrub so they're ready for fall planting, because I got to have time to go to the springs too, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But I do have quite a few things growing right now.
What is it?
I've got peppers, orange bell peppers. I discovered orange blaze this year, which perform really well in the heat. And, of course, lunchbox peppers and hot peppers and melons like cantaloupe and watermelon and the wonderful Korean melons. I have heat-tolerant lettuces, so we're eating a lot of salads.
Mm-hmm.
Greens like kale, mizuna, tatsoi, chard, bok choy, pole beans, Asian cucumbers, they are so good, celery, tomatillos, poha berries, Seminole pumpkin, eggplant, and herbs, and some pretty marigolds for pest control, of course.
Oh, how wonderful. It's just amazing to me. And so tell us how tower gardens are so effective at growing plants year-round, growing vegetables.
It's actually really cool. So the tower garden is aeroponic, which is a form of hydroponics, and it allows the roots to be bathed in lots and lots of oxygen and minerals. So this oxygen-charged water, which trickles over the roots every few minutes, cools the plants in the summer, and then it warms them in the winter. And I can cool the water further if I want to with frozen water bottles like my customers do in South Florida, or I can heat it with aquarium heaters when we get a freeze.
Wow.
And so this allows, yeah, it's really neat, isn't it? And so this allows me to grow many more crops than could be grown, you know, in the soil gardens year round.
That is so true. So now, but what about in summertime with all the plants getting stressed, you know, in the regular landscapes and vegetable mm-hmm. gardens getting stressed from pest issues and the plants just wilting and getting disease issues from all the rain? How do plants benefit from growing aeroponically in tower gardens with pest control?
Well, you know, pest control, I see year-round, I see 60% less pests in my tower garden plants than I do in my ground garden because the plants are just very vigorous. The University of Mississippi, there was a study that was done in which they grew plants in the tower garden and then they grew plants in the ground garden, and the plants in the towers grew 30% faster and they harvested 50% more. And this was an organic ground garden. Plus, the plants had greater or equal amounts of phytonutrients and polyphenols. And these are the things, when they're found in abundance in plants, gives them an immune system which repels most diseases and pests.
Wow. That is really cool. Go ahead.
Oh, the other thing is, in summer, you'll see people will start shading their gardens. They'll put a shade cloth because what they're doing is they're shading the soil. They're cooling the soil. I don't have to do that. My water is cooled naturally. It's cooler naturally, and I can further cool it. And that means I can still grow my plants in full sun, which makes healthier plants that are more resistant to diseases and pests.
That is great. So now, how much space do you need to have a tower garden?
It's 2.5 feet wide by 2.5 feet wide. So you can, you know, give it an extra 3, 4, or 5 feet for trellises and things like that. And so 5 to 7 feet of space.
That's great. And people mm-hmm. with apartments or patios can grow them right there on the patio then.
Or indoors. I have my indoor one growing, and I'm having a blast with it in the air conditioning.
Okay, so what are you growing indoors in your tower gardens?
A lot of lettuce, spinach, because I love spinach. I just ate it for lunch, and you definitely couldn't grow that outdoors right now. I have those little patio tomatoes, like the orange hat tomato.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, I have some kale. I have some herbs, a few different things in there. And I'm starting my tomatoes. I'm giving my big tomatoes, you know, the ones that take like 80, 90 days
yes.
to produce. I'm actually starting them in the indoor tower, and then I'll move them outdoors in a month, and I'll get that jump start on tomato season for fall.
That is really cool. So mm-hmm. So when I go online and I see people, I see DIY videos of, you know, mm-hmm. people trying to build their own tower gardens. What's the mm-hmm. difference in materials versus, you know, doing it yourself from the box store and buying a real authentic tower garden?
I know, because I did it. So the growing tube is a lot wider in a tower garden, so it gives it more room. It's much thicker than PVC pipe, and it's made from BPA-free materials. And then the base is 20 gallons, and it's very thick. Unlike like a 5-gallon bucket or a tote, when I did a do-it-yourself one, I used a 5-gallon bucket, and then I also used a tote. None of those things lasted more than one summer. They cracked in the middle of my growing season and everything died.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't last. But the tower garden will last. I have 13-year-old tower gardens still being grown. I donated them to the children's home. They're still using them.
Wow.
And there's a 5-year warranty on the tower garden. And it's an easy warranty. I've never had Tower Garden deny any of my customers' warranty issues.
Wow, that's wonderful. And so how expensive then are Tower Gardens?
So they cost, and you know, talk about do-it-yourself, they initially cost more, but they're going to last a lot longer and will cost less. So the Tower Garden costs $670, plus the cost of a 1-year supply I usually encourage people to consider, and that's $79. And you can split that up in 12 months, no extra charge, or you can pay in full. And then you can add on extensions, and you can get a dolly if you need it, if you're growing in concrete. And most people do eventually add on to their tower gardens, you know, that especially in the fall when it's time to plant strawberries, because everyone wants the strawberry kit.
And you really have a great strawberries. I've tasted them. They're wonderful. And so
yes.
That is really reasonable, because how much food do you save, and how much food do you grow in those to compensate, you know, balance it out?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a few years ago, I think it was 2017, we did a study where a tower garden was grown in Georgia. And you can Google tower garden ROI, which means return on investment. So just the letter R and O and I. And you can see exactly how much produce was harvested. And, you know, back then it was like $276 worth of lettuce. Well, that's going to be a lot more now, you know.
Of course, it is.
Yeah, yeah. I think they got 40 cucumbers off of one plant. So you can see exactly. And you can really see that you're going to make your money back in less than a year. And then you're going to have years of growing. on this thing. And you'll actually grow food, unlike a lot of grown gardens.
That's true. And so this is something that's easy enough to maintain that even children can do it, teenagers could do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the majority of my customers are families with kids, and a lot of time the kids are doing the tower garden. They're growing it. There is a curriculum that comes with it, and so people use it for homeschooling. It's a great addition to really any family.
That's wonderful. So how, if they wanted to get a hold of you, Leah, and ask you more questions or get a tower garden, how would they do that?
You can text me at 386-473-2638, or you can find me on Facebook, Leah Brooks. You can send me an email at gardensmarter@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, which is leahbrooks.towergarden.com.
All right. And so what if, okay, so here's a question on vacations. What if you wanted to go away for vacation? How does that work with your tower garden?
Just put a, you can, either you can have a neighbor add water, or you can just take a hose and trickle water in.
Okay.
Like that. Or, you know, you can, a lot of times people in the summer, they'll be taking summer vacations. So they might even just take their towers down, clean them up, and set them up for fall. Like if they're going to be gone for a month, then
right.
I say, yeah, just take them down. And it's a good time to do it anyways. It's hot out and fall comes fast.
It does.
You got to be ready end of August, middle August, to be planting your garden.
And then one last question. You mentioned you have cantaloupe growing. So how do you do cantaloupe and melons in your tower garden?
You just trellis them. Just put a trellis and they'll grab onto the trellis and they'll grow across it. And, you know, the stem gets thicker to hold the melon.
Wow. That's really very, very cool. Okay,
yeah.
Leah, tell me again how they can get a hold of you. And thank you so much for coming on today. I certainly do appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah. Please text me at 386-473-2638. Or email me at gardensmarter@gmail.com. You can find me at Facebook as Leah Brooks, and I'll friend you or just ask me for that link. And then my website is leahbrooks.towergarden.com.
Thank you so much, Leah. I certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you. Stay cool, Teresa.
I will. Thank you so much. She's always so fun to talk to.
Yes.
And she is just a wealth of information. She is a great mentor. So if you would like to do a tower garden and you're just not sure of what to do, she will just walk you along the whole step of the way. She's just very, she's a just a generous, caring soul.
Well, and what I love is she gives hope to those who maybe live in the cities or an apartment kind of setup that you can still grow your own vegetables.
Yeah, I love it. And you just, you know, get seeds and the materials you can use, just very easy to use. I love that you can have children taking care of it, community gardens, you know,
yes.
can take care of it. Even in a hospital or a commercial setting, you could have one on a courtyard and a patio.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and have people going out and getting their salads right off of the tower garden. So it's a really cool idea. And so we are not taking phone calls today. We are on a pre-taped show with, just the schedule. So giving people time off. And so we certainly appreciate you listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And we will be back next week with a live show from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542.
802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And if you missed any of today's show, you could always go back to our podcast wherever you hear podcasts and hear it on iHeartRadio or Amazon or Audioboom, WFLA Orlando, and betterlawns.com. And so we have some questions coming up, and we are pre-taping this show today, so you cannot call in. So we appreciate you listening. We will be live next week, and we will be taking your gardening questions then. If you want to, though, you can email us at betterlawns.com. All right, so right now your vegetables and fruit care is You want to check your pineapples on a daily basis, and the fruit is ready when it's fragrant and turning yellow to orange. And I'm telling you, check it on a daily basis, because the raccoons are going to be checking on a daily basis with you, and they are going to find it ready before you are. So check them, and as soon as it starts to turn yellow and you can smell it, I would cut it and bring it in, okay? You want to feed your bananas and figs right now monthly. You want to do it very lightly, though. Do not be heavy on fertilizer, ever. And you want to keep it moist and mulch, the bananas moist and mulch. You want to give your grapes and apples and peach plantings a summer feeding. This is the time to do that. And you can do 666-888-1010. Follow the fertilizer labels. And then also to test your acidity of your new gardens and adjust the pH if necessary before planting in the ground. And vegetables do well in a pH of 5.5 to 6.5, you know, so that's a pretty good range. Most vegetables and herbs do very well in that. If you have been solarizing your yard, and I know that, you know, a lot of you are really master gardeners and really know what you're doing, but your solarization, if you're new to it and you put the plastic down to kill the weeds and it's been down for more than 45 days, take the plastic off. Now's the time to do it. And so you can go ahead and plant immediately there after you're solarized, so not a problem. If you've transplanted any of your peppers and tomatoes, if you've started seeds for your peppers or tomatoes in July, well, they should be ready now for transplanting. So go ahead and mid to late August, you can be planting those. And then if you still have some warm season vegetables that are quick growing, then go ahead and you can plant those mid-August through early September. And we'll have warm periods. It's not going to get cold till right around the end of November. We may get a cold snap mid-November, but that's very rare. So you still have 60 to 100 days of warm temperatures. If you still wanted to plant some warm season vegetables, you can go ahead and do that. Seeds of melons and pumpkins must be planted during early August. So, you know, get them in the ground now. And so you don't want to, wait too much longer on that, especially if you're growing pumpkins for the children. You don't want to disappoint them. All right. So here's my rule of green thumb when buying plants. Okay. Rule of green thumb, never buy weeds.
Oh, come on. They're free.
Never buy weeds. Sometimes it's very hard to keep nurseries, you know, and with the labor and with the heat in the summertime, you know, weeds out of nursery pots. And so sometimes you'll see that they have weeds growing up in there, and there's nothing wrong with that. It just is what it is. And, you know, I'd like to see some of your yards. If you don't have any weeds in your yards, then you can say something. But, you know, it's very hard. But I don't buy them. So when I'm buying plants from a nursery, even a box store, I literally, when I'm going up to the counter, I am running my hand, my total hand, all the way around the pot and pulling all the weeds up and putting them in a plastic bag, and I'm going to leave them at the counter. Okay, do not take them home, all right, because you will be taking home weeds for your yard.
That is free foliage.
Yes. Well, it is, but it's going to give you weeds for years and years and years because some of these weeds, they're at the end of their season and they're flowering and they have seeds that they're going to drop. Yeah. So go ahead and just clean out the pots of all these plants, shrubs and trees, the 3 gallons, the 5 gallons, the 10-gallon, you know, trees that you're buying, and make sure that they are not full of weeds that you take home and put in your yard. So I have Sarah, she emailed from St. Petersburg, and she wanted to know what kind of soil amendments to add to her garden. And you have a number of different options. And some of the easiest ways that I think that should be done is that if you don't have a compost pile, you can literally buy compost in, you know, the 40-pound bags, the 80-pound bags, and you can take them home and mix it in with your garden soil. So buying compost is a really smart idea and one of the best ways to add amendments to your garden, Sarah. And so you can add that. You can add topsoil and manure. Black cow manure is great. And you can add one bag for every 10 square feet of garden area. One bag for every 10 square feet of garden area. So if you have a 40-pound bag, you can add one bag for every 10 square feet of garden area. And that is the way to do it. And, you know, we're going to have to understand that with the tropical heat, with the rain, that these organic amendments are only going to last about 2 years in the ground, and then we have to add them again. So, you know, check your soil. Send away for your soil test kit analysis. University of Florida has a brand new one that's excellent. You get the results back in 3 to 4 days, and you'll know exactly what to fertilize with. This is the best way to take care of your garden area and your soil, is to add amendments. Only fertilize what you need to add nutrition to the soil. Do not fertilize with a general 666-888-1010 if you already have those nutrients in the ground. And so that's a really, it's a popular way to do it. And you'll hear me say it, you know, just a regular 666-888-1010. But it's always more important to get a soil analysis first. And the University of Florida has a great kit. You can get it at your extension office. You're listening to a pre-tape show today, and so we can't take your questions, but we'll be back live next week with your garden questions and texts. We love you out there listening. Please tell a neighbor or a friend about Better Lawns and Gardens.
And we have the best listeners, so.
We do. Mm-hmm. And so please share. And then also, too, you can hear the podcast anywhere where you hear podcasts. And then you can go back and listen to the shows you like or share with a link on Facebook. We'd love for you to do that. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
You're listening to a best of a Better Lawns and Gardens. Save your texts and calls for next week.
Attention people with Medicare and anyone turning 65. Are you enrolled in the best Medicare plan available? The average Medicare beneficiary has a choice of 54 Medicare plans, 766 Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, and a record 3,834 Medicare Advantage plans. How do you know you have the right plan? Simple. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. The service is free. You may find a plan with a $0 monthly premium, $0 co-pays, and $0 deductible. Don't gamble. Speak to a licensed agent to find out which plan is right for you. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. 800-571-7025. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
Worried about losing your Medicaid benefits once the public health emergency ends? Don't panic. Affordable options are available through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace. You don't have to try to figure this out on your own. There are certified health insurance navigators available to help you and your family find the right coverage. There's no obligation and it's free. Visit coveringflorida.org and secure your health coverage today. That's coveringflorida.org or call 877-813-9115.
Attention people with Medicare and anyone turning 65. Are you enrolled in the best Medicare plan available? The average Medicare beneficiary has a choice of 54 Medicare plans, 766 Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, and a record 3,834 Medicare Advantage plans. How do you know you have the right plan? Simple. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. The service is free. You may find a plan with a $0 monthly premium, $0 co-pays, and $0 deductible. Don't gamble. Speak to a licensed agent to find out which plan is right for you. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. 800-571-7025. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
In the U.S., motor vehicle crashes remain a leading cause of death among children. In Florida, children under the age of 5 must be properly secured in a child restraint device. Choosing the correct seat with proper installation and usage can save lives. Make your child's safety your priority. It's the law. Learn more at flhsmv.gov/child safety. That's flhsmv.gov. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Up to 44% of veterans say re-entry into civilian life was difficult. 20% say they experienced depression, and 6,000 vets complete suicide every year. At the Florida Veterans Support Line, over 300 veterans like you call every week for resources, referrals, and support. Veteran peers are here to take your call. One is here right now, ready to talk. You are not alone. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET or visit myflvet.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is our last segment. We have a lot of information to give you here every weekend, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. You can listen to Better Lawns and Gardens wherever you hear podcasts or live at your station. We'd love for you to encourage your radio station to take us on. We would love that. And so I want to give you my 5 design tips that no matter what you're planting, what your themed what your garden theme is, that you can use to help design your garden. And these are really easy ways to do it. The very first thing that you should do when you're designing your garden is to coordinate your colors. What kind of colors are going to go well with your house and with your landscape? And what kind of colors can you mix together? And the best way to do this is to use a color wheel. And a color wheel is going to give you your monochromatic and your complementary colors. And so it will tell you, you know, what kind of colors to mix and use to get combined with other colors. It's a very easy way to do it, especially if you are kind of color, you know, you're not good with adding colors, or you don't know what kind to add or what color you like. Go ahead, go to the internet, and you can download and print out a beautiful color wheel. There's many of them on there. I'll post one on our Facebook page too when we do this, and help you out with the one that I like the best. And or you can go to the paint store and get paint chips and look at the paint chip colors and what they mix and match with each other. That's going to help you. Balancing the color is so important. You want to make sure you're using jewel tones with jewel tones, pastels with pastel colors, primary colors with primary colors. And my other tip is, if you like all colors and want to use everything combined in your garden, you want a whole rainbow in your garden, add white flowers or plants with very light gray leaves.
Yes.
Okay.
I found that on my own. Just putting a little bit of white here and there.
White
makes everything pop.
It does. It's really good. Or putting a white fence behind it or a white house. You know, just as long as that color white's there, it will allow your eye to flow easier. And it just makes everything mesh together well. Your reds, your yellows, your oranges, pinks, purples, blues, greens. And it all works if you add the color white. And we have a lot of different flowers that are white. We have the irises, the African irises. We have the osteospermums. We have the coreopsis that you can get with white. The diamond euphorbia is really good. I love using that one as a pop of color because it also adds a different kind of texture, kind of fantasy look to your garden area too as well. You can use the white drift roses. All kinds of white hibiscus. You know, there's a lot of ways to add white to your garden, and you can find that out. Now, the next thing is with the color, you want to match your house. Okay, so take into consideration the color of your door, the color of your roof, the color of your columns, what kind of driveway you have, the color of the pavers, and your shutters. You want to match that to your color scheme. And it just depends on if you want a formal garden, a natural garden, with how much color you add. So take into consideration those architectural features that are going to be very prominent that you're going to be highlighting. So what I mean by that is if you have a two-story Southern Colonial home with white columns in front, you don't want to be adding that red-colored dog food dyed red mulch. That is not going to look good. And I'm just going to tell you as a designer, don't ever use that red dyed mulch at all.
Is that what it's called on the outside?
No, it's just red dyed mulch. But it looks like dog food, doesn't it?
It really does. I didn't think about that until you said that.
And so it just looks so bad. And unless you have a Spanish style, Mediterranean style home, or a red front door, that red mulch is not gonna look good. I prefer the natural mulches. If you have pine trees, use pine bark. If you have oak trees, you know, you can get the trees that have been cut down, you know, and you can get that free mulch that does have oak trees in it. But I really personally, as a designer, love to use the black mulch.
See, that's what I used on mine, but then everything grew up and exploded, so you see no mulch no more.
but the weeds don't go through it either, right? So you don't have a lot of weeds, do you?
No, literally. I have a few here and there, randomly, pieces of grass growing, but that's it, and it's just random.
That's the key part of it. The mulch keeps the weeds down until everything else grows in.
Oh, good
And
point.
That's good. But the black mulch is what I love. It looks very elegant. It actually looks like soil from a distance, like the New England homes that have the black dirt and everything around their gardens, which I'm so jealous of. And so, yeah, so use the color mulch that will match your house, and that's important. Use more perennials and less annuals, okay? Use shrubs and plants that are going to be there permanently, and then have your annuals in a few containers, pots, small beds. And that's going to save you money, and it's going to be less work out in the yard. And so more perennials and shrubs and trees, less annuals. Don't put a whole yard of annuals in. You'll be working every weekend. You'll be working to work on the annuals and deadhead them or change them out every season. And it gets very, very expensive. Also, remember seasonal changes, too, as well. One of my design tips, I love change of seasons here in Florida, and you can have it. So you want to find trees that are deciduous and, you know, plants that are growing at certain times of the year to give you that feel of fall or springtime. Fringe trees are a wonderful native tree that you can add to your landscape. They're a small tree, canopy tree, about 12 feet tall, have beautiful finger-like wisteria-like, witch hazel flowers.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's just very, very, very pretty. And they have beautiful white flowers in the springtime. Wonderful. It blooms in March. And I have one in my yard, and I absolutely love it. The birds love it, too, as well. So those are my design tips. And if you'd like more, you can go ahead and, listen every week. I'll try and add some more. And you can go on to Better Lawns and Gardens. I usually have a good article on designing this. For the summer, I have designing the Octopus Garden, which is a seaside, beachside landscape that you can have even if you live in Orlando or in Gainesville. You can have a beachy-looking, sunshine-looking landscape, and it looks just like you're at the beach. Lots of great information, lots of great plants to use, and garden accoutrements that look like the seashore and give you a lot of good points. So we do appreciate Jennifer Hitchcock with Orlando Tree Consulting. She is a great certified arborist. If you'd like her to come out and assess your trees, you can contact her. I will have her post on our Facebook page and get you in contact with her. And then, of course, a big thank you and a hug to Leah Brooks. She's always so much fun, an inspiration.
100%, yes.
And she has just a generous soul. We will be back next week with more live Better Lawns and Gardens, and take your phone calls and gardening questions. And I'll be wanting to know what's going on in your garden. So please share with a friend and get out there. Even though it's the dog days of summer's over, supposedly, we will be able to enjoy our gardens. And fall is coming up, and you want to get your fall gardens going. So you want to be here. You don't want to miss an episode. If you do, catch the podcast 24/7 wherever you hear podcasts. We certainly do appreciate our fans and listening.
100%. Go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com. Check us out there. Not only can you listen to the podcast through that way, but you can also enter to win contests. And we have really cool concerts coming up, so get on board.
Thank you so much. Also, check out our 50 Shades of Green, our trip to Ireland next July 2024. Thank you, Brooke. Thank you, Lizzie. You do a great job producing. I love being here with you. We just geek out at plants.
Yes, we do.
And you're so good. You're so honest about your what you're growing in your garden and how it does. I love it. That's wonderful. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of mosquito bits and mosquito dunks and year-round oil spray, This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652.